This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Alice's Friday morning show. We're a man down today. Bear with us, if you will. Our girl Yuzette, I don't know if you've heard any of this on yesterday's show, but that girl, she's got this diverticulitis thing going on.
I don't know what to say about it.
I know, the poor thing. I actually thought yesterday that, because we had a lunch
that she
yesterday.
She asked for it? Remember when she was like, it's gone.
What was that, 2 weeks ago?
It was just the other day.
I'm telling you, she was like, no.
I eat anything I want.
Yeah, just eat what I want.
I don't even worry about it.
No,
boom.
A couple years. It's been fine.
Boom.
Like, crushing blow.
Yeah.
Poor girl. Like, yesterday, I'm sitting in the other studio, and I look, I go, what do you have shoved down your pants? Like, I just couldn't make out what the front, she was just bulging out the front, and she pulls out this gigantic heating pad. She's like, oh, this? I'm like, oh. Poor thing. So yesterday we had this lunch, and I was even saying to her, I'm like, just go home. Like, this is ridiculous. She's like, I can't walk there. Can we take an Uber? It's 4 blocks. I'm like, yeah, we'll take an Uber. No problem.
Well, I think that I understand why she wanted to be there. This is,
sure,
we're meeting with a big boss, and, you know, these things are on the calendar for a while. And
but when you're walking death, you know. Oy, poor thing. So yesterday, she, later in the afternoon, I don't know what time it was, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Oh, it must have been, actually, I think she must have said it about 7, because you were already at your kid's performance.
Mm-hmm.
She was all, I just don't think so, guys. Like, no problem. I didn't think so yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say about it either. Diverticulitis is what?
It's just painful guts. I don't even know exactly what it is. Or...
Well, I just went ahead and posted our picture from lunch yesterday on the Alice973 Instagram.
Let me go like that and comment on
it's
it.
It's hard to know which picture was best, so I let the audience decide 3 out of the 5 pictures.
Oh, you put a bunch of them up.
Well, you know, I want everyone to be happy.
Why? Do we all look stupid in at least one of them?
Well, there's blurry, you know. I mean, you know, we handed it to the waiter. He did the
best.
Woman,
who's this chick you're hanging out in front of the ferry building with? She's gorgeous.
Oh, she's a huge Instagram influencer. She, her name is
An
Bucks.
Influencer?
Yeah, so she's like a big travel Instagrammer. Her name is Bucket List Bums. And she, like, has 100,000 followers and is sponsored by all these different airlines. And she's, like, a badass. And so she's a fan of this show. So that's who I met up with after our lunch yesterday. Because I wanted to pick her brains about Instagram and how she got to where she is and stuff like that.
How many followers did you say she has?
I think she has 100,000.
How'd she get to where she is?
You know, I asked her that, and I
Here's her in some exotic bathtub. Like, how is that her job?
I don't know.
It only has 2,500 likes. Like, that's not even...
We could be influencers.
I get more likes for a picture of my kid. You know what I mean?
I do. I do know what you mean.
These are all great, Hooman. I can't decide which one of them is best.
1, 2, or 3. Go ahead and decide.
Oh, I do love the swings. Where is that swing set
picture?
That's
Bali. That's in Bali. If you go visit Michael Franti, you'll get to go.
Can you launch off that swing set into that river?
No.
Oh, is that way farther than it looks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Man, I would try to clear that.
You're in the middle.
Of course you would.
It looks wonderful. Wow. Well, that's great. So she's a nice lady. So did you, you gonna see her this weekend?
No, she has a boyfriend and everything.
What do you mean she has a boyfriend?
Why do you see these people who are just clearly not gonna
hook up?
Yeah.
Because I just want to pick their brains.
Boy, she is stick thin, isn't she?
Yeah, she's very thin, very, and she's very humble, and I just wanted to, you know, and she said, look, you just got to try out a bunch of things and see what sticks, ultimately.
All right.
So, but did you like the pictures from Probaco?
Oh my God, I couldn't decide which. I wrote that as my comment. I can't decide which one I like the best. Oh my God, they're so good.
Man, you don't have to have that many likes to be an influencer. That is surprising to me.
You have to have followers, though. That's the thing.
Yeah,
well,
but
we have some followers.
And you have to have a lot of comments.
Please, would you please follow us on Instagram?
Individually.
Yeah,
not the station.
The station has way more followers than us, and it
really
bums me
out.
Like, the station isn't even a person. Like, we're people. We have feelings.
I know.
Can you please
help
follow us?
Let me ask you this. I'm just curious, and this isn't about me trying to prop up my own Instagram, but I'm just curious. So, was this woman Bucket List Bums?
Shame.
Ever, was she ever on TV? Like,
no.
How did? So she came from
nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Out
nothing.
Of the fog.
Yeah. And became
San
an Instagram influencer.
Yeah. And just started traveling on her own dime until someone picked her up as a sponsor.
So she started traveling on her own dime. She's super well traveled and she just started.
Is she a rich kid?
I don't think so.
She must be.
She went to Cal. Does that mean anything?
I don't know.
Well, Cal's pricey.
half the price if you live in California.
And she just started taking pictures. She joined Instagram like 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
3 years.
Jeez.
And she's a rookie.
And she just started practicing with things, and then, you know, things started coming together, and people started following her. And, I said, what was the first person to ever sponsor you? She goes, this one small company who did, like, flip books paid me $50.
Oh.
And she goes, from then on, it just, like, took off for me.
But, well, the thing is, though, you know, I wouldn't want to be spamming people either. You know?
Well, but she responds to every person that comments. That's the other thing. Do you do that with every
buddy
that comments?
I'm lucky
about
if I even read my comments.
Dude, right. You have no idea
how busy your life is.
Yesterday, leaving that
maybe
lunch,
we should make it your job.
I got caught. So
I knew it.
From,
I knew you were going to be in
where
traffic.
We are.
Oh my
there's
God.
Two ways out of here. I mean, there's multiple ways out of here, obviously, but the main two are Embarcadero, which is kind of, once you're on it, you're sort of stuck.
Right.
There's one or two sort of...
You can cross over.
Sort of off, jump out spots. But for the most part, it's that way. Or you take Battery down. And I got caught just on the other side of Market. I decided to take the city way. Because from in the city, you can sort of jump out and take different ways. I don't know what was happening, but just south... I watched that light turn 14, 15 times without moving.
Oh, God.
What happened?
I don't know. I just sat there going, why aren't we moving? And I couldn't, you know, you get a big truck in front of you. You're just like, why don't you just build a wall right in front of me so I can't see? Because that's what this thing is.
It's like a giant piece of plywood over the front of your windshield.
I just sat there and watched an hour disappear on the clock before I could get to... That was...
You're telling me you were still in the city an hour later?
Yeah.
So oh, my God.
From...
It's a mile and a half to the
south
highway.
South of Market to Mission. That's the first right turn you can make. You know Mission?
Yeah, yeah.
It took an hour. I finally got to Mission and was like... And was able to drive. But whatever reason that... It was the one that goes by the Salesforce Tower.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on, but there was no getting out of it.
Did it show up red on your Google Maps?
No, I didn't look at that. Oh. I mean, it was just the city on a weekday, right?
Yeah.
At like mid-afternoon, too.
Yeah.
We got out of there 1:15, 1:30. Yeah, that's that
bogus.
Sucks.
Yeah, it was.
So what time did you finally get home?
I got home at 3:15.
Oh.
Took a nap. And then went and saw...
Oh, you actually got a little nappy in, huh?
Well, I had to. Yeah. I mean, I wanted to exercise, but there was, you know, I still had...
Don't worry, you're still a beast.
A play. Thanks.
Yeah.
It wasn't a play. It turns out it was some songs and graduation, which I didn't realize.
Oh, it was a full-on...
They graduate from...
How were the songs?
Preschool.
From what school?
Preschool.
Preschool.
Graduation,
of course, she's not graduating.
Everyone.
She's actually going to go there again next year. You know?
Oh, my God. What's this world?
I know.
Did she
you know what's neat,
gown?
Though? I'll tell you. No, that wasn't like that. They're just little kids. But
they play that song.
You could see the teachers really love these kids, which was neat. I mean, I don't want to see, you know, grown women cry, but you could see that they were like emotional and invested. And you go, well, that's good that the people who are with your kid during the day give to.
Care about them.
Right. So that was nice. And the lady that teaches our kid was very nice about our kid. And I sat there thinking,
it's really nice to hear other adults say nice things about your child.
My poor daughter has way too much of me in her. And I was like, as I was hearing that, I was just like, oh no. Yikes.
You know, Vinny, maybe you should stop coming home so much. You should just spend more time surfing. Be a little bit less of an influence
on
that
child.
I don't
know. I think it's the genetic part or something. But she was telling me a couple stories, and I'm
like,
oh,
let's not take any
no.
chances. I think maybe a little more time, away from the house. I wonder how the next one's going to be. The thing that's always been crazy is that you can't believe that two people can come from the same two people and be so different. Like, I wonder if you're going to get something really close to Isla or just polar opposite, like a little tomboy who, never talks.
Maybe. That's part of the fun, right?
Right. Is open that package.
I think mom is like, Isla is a white girl, and mom's brown. She just is. So I think that she'll be interested to probably see if,
right,
do we get another butt white girl, or do we get, because,
she's Guatemalan.
Mom's brown.
What are you saying? Human.
Oh, so were you able to entirely expunge "what's it to you, punk" from her vocabulary, or has it come back?
Unfortunately for me, they've made punk seem like such a bad thing that as I've said that in other instances in life, my daughter has said, "Don't say that, Dad. It's not nice."
Oh,
and I'm like,
God. Yeah, shut up.
I'm not trying to be nice.
What have the people around you done?
Well, she's a little darling, innocent child.
Is that what it is?
Let's keep that mouth clean.
You know what?
For the time
I have
being.
Her handling her business.
It's not nice, Dad.
I think "what's it to you" would have been enough. The name calling is.
I think punk needs to be in there.
Yeah, the thing is though that children have never heard punk, and it just has such a
awesome.
Punctuative.
I know.
If
you
that's
know
even a word. It's like such a like word.
One of the girls that was part of the group when my daughter said this is just the cutest little button, but with these big eyes and cute big eyes. But when I was told that my daughter had said this to the group, who asked your opinion, punk, or whatever she said, and they said, her eyes went boing. I could just,
I've never heard that word before, and I can tell it's a bad one.
Yeah, I could just see it. I could just sit, and I couldn't help but laugh. Like, oh, that's funny. She's already got big. Dish-sized eyes as it is.
You're going to give that kid a thyroid condition.
What did you just say?
You find yourself smiling
ear to ear
unconsciously? Like, that was the thing for me. It was like, I knew I was going to hate it, but the whole time I'm just looking at my kid smiling my ass off.
No, it was great, but it was also the night of the Warriors playoffs. So there's no question that the first part, the singing, was great. Then there was a photo montage put to music for the school year, as I realized this wasn't just a performance. This was graduation day. And I started to get like, all right, tick, tick, come on. Oh, there's my kid. Yay!
Oh, my God, you're so great, honey. And what's going on? When do I get to leave? Oh, there she is. Oh, let me get the camera out.
And then there's a cookie party.
Oh,
and that was the death of me.
Tell us about the cookie
party. Why
didn't
you leave it at the cookie party?
Well, you know what? Mom said, are you sure you don't want to take your own car? I'm like, how long could this be?
Oh, you had the option and you didn't do
it?
Well, now you know for next time.
You know, look, I don't want my daughter when she grows up to be like, yeah, Dad always took the, the out.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I guess you're not supposed to want that, are you?
I don't know. Maybe give her an excuse to take the out too. Listen, I gotta go. I'm just like my dad. Sorry.
Yeah,
bye.
I don't know. Anyway,
Felicia.
It was a bummer. I didn't get to the TV and to the recording of the Warriors until I want to say 8.
Did you watch a little of it before you left?
No. I just recorded it and didn't start it.
Didn't look at your
phone.
Which
now, actually, in retrospect, I should have because I didn't get to finish it.
Mm. And apparently, the ending was where it all went down.
Right. So I went to bed with 5 minutes left in the third quarter of our replay and just went upstairs and opened my iPad and there was the news alert and the answer to the question, who's going to win the game?
It was good news.
Spoiler alert, the Warriors won, everyone.
So
it went to OT, though, from what I hear.
Yeah, and I guess, what's the main guy? LeBron James. He got a... It was it like Draymond Green stuck him in the eye with his finger?
That was phony. He faked it.
No, he's saying that his eye's blurry and he's like, doesn't, you know, whatever. I was like, oh, that's...
No,
I don't want to say it's great, but...
He's faking. I watched that thing 3 times and it didn't look like he barely even got touched, if he got touched at all. I even went, he didn't even touch him.
Oh.
Laying on the ground.
Holding his eye.
I'm hurt. Get out of here.
I want to watch it.
But I'll tell you something about our guy. Clay got a dirty play from that J.R.
Smith.
That J.R. guy. Healing. Rolled right into him, and you watched his knee bend the wrong sideways.
It buckles like the
wrong
way.
My God. And the rest
so is he
of the,
out?
No, he came back. And I don't know what that... But you know what? You come back because you're all adrenalized, and you feel like...
When maybe you shouldn't
the
come
crowd
back.
Well, no, it's not that. But today he's going to wake up and we'll find out if that thing's going to tighten
Hopefully he slept with ice all over that
swell
thing.
Swell up.
Right. Oy.
Stiffen up.
You don't need that.
What's going to come of it is going to be...
What's the next game tomorrow?
Sunday?
No, Sunday.
Oh, it's Sunday?
What?
They stretch it out that far?
Hell yeah, they do.
Sunday?
Yep,
yeah.
Sunday.
Sunday.
That seems like a long time.
It does seem too long.
Yeah.
Do you think a 25-year-old's got that J.R. Ewing reference?
No.
Oh,
you mean Ewing. By the way,
me.
It's not Ewing.
What is it?
Ewing.
It's Ewing?
E-W-I-N-G.
Ewing?
No, it's not. So even no one got that reference.
Missed me completely.
It makes me think about our conversation with our boss yesterday.
I know.
No more REO Speedwagon. No more...
Rush.
No, I don't listen.
It's all right. You guys have me here to say what?
Yeah, exactly.
We have
all demographics represented on this show. And as soon as Bryn hits 40, we got to hire one of the interns to be the new young person on the show. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you could follow us on Instagram, that'd be great.
We have Annalise. She's a new intern.
Yeah.
And I'm like, listen, you're going to be thrown into the fire. There's nobody here. It's just you.
Yeah, well, any question for young people? Bryn doesn't really qualify anymore, so we'll do it.
Bryn. You're all over me.
How old is he?
Oh, my God.
34.
Such a baby.
Damn.
You're 34?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
I know, right?
What was he, like 22 when we met? How old were you when you were...
26, I think.
When you were
27-ish, maybe.
When you were an intern?
Let's see.
What's 2003, right?
So almost 10 years ago, what was I then? 25.
Mind blown. Happy Friday, everybody.
Anyway, what'd you do after our meeting yesterday?
I didn't get home till about 2, and they had all the work set out for me, so I just started painting, staining, and sanding. And
take another nap?
Did I? Yeah. No, I didn't. I had a lot
to
do.
You didn't get home till 2?
Yeah, well, by
How's
the time
possible?
I got back here, it was like 1:20 or something.
Yeah,
and
it was
then
past 1.
You know, it's just heavier traffic than in the morning. So it took me about 40 or so minutes to get home.
Sucks, doesn't it?
I know. And then I walk out back just to you know, kind of check in. And I'm like, they're like, get your work clothes on. I'm like, okay. They had it all laid out for me. Started painting and sanding.
Oh.
I know.
Wow.
Well, I got stuff to do. Listen, man, we got 3 weeks.
Well, the deadline has been set by you.
Yeah.
So they
It was set for 1 year ago, July 4th, and now it's two years
sure
later.
I'm sure they feel like, you know what, we could have skipped a lot of the finishing details on this place and we'd be done.
I know. I'm definitely the stick in the spokes,
just
whatever.
Just even
I
the picture of you, what were you, napping on some bench?
Stop it. It was between coats of polyurethane. I laid down for 2 seconds.
What is that, a jungle behind her? The whole thing is filled in. There's not one
Well, because
one
I planted so
view.
Many things like
My
over
God.
A year ago. Everything's growing. Whatever. This weekend we're putting up some lighting. Oh, it's going to be great. We have 3 weeks left.
We'll see.
We're going to make it happen.
We'll see about that.
It's happening.
All right.
It's happening either way. But I just don't want, like, there's so many tools set up with tarps over them. And I want all that stuff out of my yard. I want it all gone. And then I want to take a break.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right is right.
Yeah, right.
Even just for a couple. My brother's coming. I got stuff to do.
What's your brother got to do with anything?
I need everything to be done for July 4th so I can have a month off before the whirlwind that is my brother shows up at my house.
Well, but I mean, he's just going to hang, right? I mean, it's going to be your life now. He lives with you. Mm. What?
It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be all right. And you know what? Today's Friday, and no one can take that away from you. Follow us on Instagram, everybody. Clarky Clark and Vin Hassan, Brinny Boy, Hooman TV. Just go to the Alice973 Instagram, which you're already apparently following, because that's 20,000 more. Yvonne the Wizard. Yuzette.
We're trying to become influencers.
Yeah, we want
to
be influencers.
I would like to go to Thailand and pose in slinky
Yeah, I want to get $50 for promoting a flip book. Come on. Hashtag ad.
A swing set that jumps into a river.
I know.
Nice, oh, you talked about that today?
Yeah.
I was wondering about that.
Hot chick. Did you see her?
Well, I didn't see her. I just heard it's on his Instagram. As he was leaving, you know, he was saying, I'm going to hook up with this high influence Instagram.
She's an Instagram influencer. Like, no one even knows what that is.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Yeah. You don't.
KLLC. Well, now we do. You explained it to us. Thank you. It was a learning moment. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.